Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Just a quick overview of each story and maybe some ideas for conversations you can have. Sound good? Okay, let's kick things off with a really quite inspiring piece. It's called Experienced in Giving. 10-year-old volunteer collects clothing for veterans. It's about a 10-year-old, Kendall Reed, from Addison, New York, and she's been volunteering for 7 years.
7 years. That's incredible at her age.
Isn't it? Her latest thing was a big clothing drive for veterans at the local VA hospital. Collected t-shirts, socks, underwear, way more than her goal of 230 items.
Wow.
And she has a history of this. Since she was three, giving things out, fundraising for kids with cancer, helping seniors. She even won a Citizen of the Year award.
You know, what strikes me is not just her age, but that consistency. 7 years. It really speaks to genuine empathy and commitment. Makes you wonder how we foster that.
That's a great point. It's clearly a passion for her. So for your students, maybe ask, what's something kind you've done? Or perhaps, what kind of helping activity could you see yourself doing?
Yeah, or even what's something you care about enough to stick with, like Kendall did.
Right. Get them thinking about dedication.
Exactly. How small actions can build up over time.
Okay, shifting gears now. The next article deals with something affecting a lot of people. Half of U.S. under heat advisory tempts to continue to rise. It covers this major heat wave impacting over 148 million Americans. From the Midwest to the East Coast.
That's a huge area.
It is. Cities like Chicago, New York, Philly, all under extreme heat warnings, telling people stay inside. The heat index in Chicago apparently hit 103 degrees Fahrenheit.
And that's the feels like temperature, right, with the humidity.
Exactly. And they were predicting it could even hit 110. Authorities are canceling events, sports teams being careful. It highlights the health risks.
Mm-hmm. It really shows how these climate events are becoming, well, more widespread. Less isolated, forces us to think about public health, how cities cope. Adaptation is key now.
Absolutely. So a good discussion point could be, how does really hot weather change your day? And then what do you do personally to stay safe or comfortable when it's like this?
You could also broaden it. What could our community or city do to handle heat waves better?
Good one. Connects personal experience to bigger solutions.
Mm.
All right, next up, we move to global events with Iran retaliates with missile strikes at U.S. airbase in Qatar. So students are reading about Iran launching missiles at the Al Udeid airbase in Qatar.
Yes.
It's a big U.S. base.
Right.
Fortunately, the missiles were intercepted. No casualties reported. The article says this was a retaliation for U.S. bombs dropped on nuclear sites in Iran over the weekend.
Okay.
But here's an interesting angle. The Associated Press suggests Iran's response was measured. Same number of explosives as the U.S. used, targeted away from people, maybe trying to de-escalate.
That's a fascinating point. De-escalation within retaliation. It shows the complex calculations involved.
Definitely complex. This follows earlier tensions, like Israel striking Iran back in June over nuclear concerns.
Yeah, it's a sensitive topic, but important for discussions on international relations, maybe even empathy.
So you could ask your students, how does it make you feel when you hear about countries attacking each other? Or maybe, what do you hope world leaders think about before making decisions like that?
That really focuses on the human impact and leadership responsibility. Good questions. And it helps to point out those subtleties, like the potential de-escalation signals the AP mentioned.
Okay, from geopolitics to inspiration from the world of sports, we have the quote of the day.
Yeah.
It's from soccer legend Lionel Messi. I start early and I stay late, day after day, year after year. It took me 17 years and 114 days to become an overnight success.
Ha, great quote. Really cuts through the overnight success myth.
Totally. The article gives context, you know, calls him one of the greatest ever, talks about his skills, his debut at 17, the awards.
8 FIFA Best Player Awards, the World Cup win.
Right, and even his recent impact with Inter Miami in the U.S.
But the quote itself, it emphasizes the grind, doesn't it? Even for someone with his talent.
Exactly. So relatable.
Yeah.
So you could ask students, what does Messi's quote really tell us about hard work?
Mm-hmm.
How does that idea of long-term effort apply to your goals? In school, sports, anything?
Yes. It connects his massive success to their own daily efforts, shows that consistency pays off even when you don't see results right away. Success is built over time.
Next, an article on conservation. Seahorse smuggling now rampant across the world.
Mm.
This one highlights a serious challenge. Despite laws, traffickers are moving huge numbers of seahorses globally.
That's concerning. Such unique creatures.
Yeah, a study found over 5 million smuggled seahorses were seized between 2010 and 2021, valued at like $21 million.
And that's just what was seized. The real number is likely much higher.
Exactly. The market's big in China and Hong Kong, mostly for traditional medicine or aquariums, but seizures are up elsewhere too. And here's a tough statistic. Only about 7% of known trafficking cases lead to criminal charges.
Wow, 7%. That points to real challenges in enforcement, doesn't it? Global trade complexities.
It really does. Makes you think about vulnerability and enforcement gaps. So, for discussion, if you wanted to help protect an animal like the seahorse, what are some things you could actually do?
Or maybe, why do you think it's so hard to stop this kind of illegal trade?
Yeah, that gets them thinking about the bigger picture, the why behind it.
Right, the economics, the global system.
Yeah.
Not just the animal itself.
Okay, finally, we look at corporate culture and social issues with this Pride Month, corporate America scales back LGBTQ+ engagement. This article notes that fewer big companies are doing Pride Month sales or merchandise this year, June 2025. It suggests a bit of a pullback on DEI and LGBTQ+ support in some U.S. businesses.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some headlines about that.
Yeah, a survey found 39% of executives scaled back Pride engagement this year. The main reasons seem to be worries about boycotts or government backlash.
So navigating public opinion and political pressure.
Seems like it. And this is happening even though, you know, over 9% of the U.S. population identifies as LGBTQ+ allying. It's having real effects, too. Pride festivals in places like Seattle, New York, are facing funding shortages from reduced corporate support.
It's a really interesting case study in corporate social responsibility, public relations, that whole balancing act.
Definitely a balancing act. So a good question for students could be, how should companies decide which causes to support publicly?
Yeah.
Especially when customers might have different views, or maybe what responsibilities do companies have beyond just making money?
That gets them thinking critically about the role of business in society, a really relevant topic right now. It's tricky, that line between corporate values and potential fallout.
Well, that brings us to the end of our overview. We really hope this quick dive into today's The Juice articles helps you connect with your students. Thanks so much for tuning in for this overview.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.